This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They tried to bury me, but you can't bury what comes from dirt. He said it after the Minnesota Viking game, after a great game, by the way, against Justin Jefferson. And I think the fandom in this city has only grown from that moment. Amik Robertson is joining us today from Lions practice. How you doing, Amik?
I'm doing great, man. You know, in a blessed position, man. Glad to be on the show, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
I appreciate you being here. And now, hey, second year in Detroit. Obviously, division opponents don't change a lot. Schedule does. When you look at the schedule ahead, some of the receivers that you're going to face, some of the quarterbacks you're going to face, how excited do you get?
Very excited. Very excited, man. You know, take it, you know, week by week. Every day, every week we go 1-0. So, you know, we're going to take on the challenge full speed. You know, we're preparing for that. So each and every week we know we got great opponents. But at the end of the day, man, they got to go against us too. So we ain't ducking no smoke.
Kelvin Shepard said the strength of the defense is secondary. I'm sure that means a lot. You guys are back the same group from a year ago, and for the most part, right? What would you say that's like, that chemistry between you guys back there?
We want it no other way, man. You want it no other way. You know, the secondary want the pressure on us, you know, because it brings the best out of us, right? We have a great group of guys that trust one another. You know, we bought in a great football player and DJ Reed, you know. So we just continue building, man, each and every week, man. Try to, you know, like I say, trust one another and just, you know, get better each and every week.
How is he different or the same as Carlton Davis?
Only thing different, I would say, their height. That's okay. It. You know, Carlton was an unbelievable player, you know, aggressive guy, big guy, veteran. You know, he was smart as well. You know, the only thing different, you know, both of them are highly competitive players, dogs. You know, the only difference between them, you know, both of them is their height.
Okay. One of the things we saw last year from the secondary, Kirby Joseph, obviously the 9 interceptions. Kelvin Shepard said this week, that's one thing that we want to get emphasize throughout this year is creating more turnovers. What does that mean for you? How does that change or tweak anything you're doing?
I think for myself, you know, continue doing what I've been doing. But, of course, you know, when it's time, you know, when the ball in the air, man, try to take advantage of it, right? You know, of course, last year, you know, I made a duty for myself to always attack the ball. Each and, you know, you see me out there punching at it each and every time. You know, just try to, you know, make more plays on the ball, man, because, you know, we give the offense the ball back. You know, we know what kind of offense we have. You know, we're very, very explosive. So we just going to, you know, harp on that, man, getting the ball at practice, you know, and that's for everybody. Really the secondary, defense, I mean, the linebackers, the D-line, you know, we all emphasize punching at the ball. And, you know, when the ball's in the air, you know, secondary guys, linebackers, you know, we trying to get those picks.
This is the second year for Terrion Arnold. How can you help a guy go from year one to year two? I know he had some of those PIs. A lot of them were early, and he played a different, better towards as the year went on. How can you help him throughout the – or how did you help him throughout this offseason?
First and foremost, man, Terrion, very talented guy, big corner, smart. You know, he came from Alabama. He came under Nick – I mean, you know, he came from under Saban, right? So, you know, he came in polished, right? Of course, you know, the calls last year, we don't – we don't really worry about that because he playing aggressive, right? As a rookie, you know, you're going to have those problems. It's all about, you know, that growth, and he's having an unbelievable camp, right? You know, he's showing that the game is slowing down, and that's, you know, I try to do my part each and every time we in meetings. I tell him, like, hey, I think you could have did this better. And he tell me the same thing. You know, we both are open books. So, and that's for everybody in the secondary. DJ Reed is the same kind of player. You know, he always – he's a very accountable guy. You know, he wants to get better, even though he's in year 8, 7. You know, all of us have room to grow, and we hold each other accountable.
DJ Reed is an aggressive style. Yeah. Kirby Joseph aggressive. You're aggressive by nature.
Yeah.
How exciting is it to have – you went from Aaron Glenn, now Kelvin Shepard, both of them, both aggressive by nature. How much fun do you have playing in this style of defense?
Man, I feel like this is the best football I've been around, right? You know, I give credit – of course, you know, I'm not trying to – I give credit to the Raiders. You know, I had some great years that they gave me opportunity, you know, when I was young, you know. But, you know, just coming here, you know, I feel like I've been loving the game more, man, because you got guys around you that love the game as well. Right, and we come out here each and every day, man, on both sides of the ball, and we compete. You know why? Because we have a great head coach, we have a great organization, great fan base, and we try to come out here and get better because we have goals, you know, for ourselves. You know, not only for ourselves, man, but for the city.
You're on an island when you're in man coverage, and I mean, I remember that as an offensive tackle, right? I'm on an island. I got no help coming. What does your mindset have to be to be successful in man coverage?
Different, right? You just have, you know, it's something God blessed me with, man, but I just feel like in my mind, you know, I'm a different kind of guy. Yes, I don't fit the, you know, the statue, you know, but I play bigger than what I really am, right? And that's for guys like DJ Reed, you know, as well. You know, everybody have different styles of play, right? Kirby, you know, a guy that's going to, you know, go after the ball, sit in the middle of the field. Brian, we know what he brings to the table. He's a very versatile guy. DJ scrappy, TA scrappy. I'm scrappy. You know, so playing that DB position, man, you just got to have confidence, man, and be different. And most importantly, man, have that swagger.
J-Mo, St. Brown, who's the tougher cover? You're seeing him every day. We know you don't back down from anybody.
Both of them different, bro. Like, both of them different. Speaking of J-Mo, man, J-Mo has – we know what kind of player St. Brown is. Just different kind of guy. J-Mo is different as well, but – he's only getting better, man. You know, both of them, you know, and especially in this kind of offense, man, they putting those guys in different kind of roles, right? And they're doing whatever they can to get those guys the ball, and they putting them in great situations. So to answer your question, that's a hard one, man, because both of them ceiling is – it's like they get better each and every day they come out there. You know, why? Because they're learning from a great coach, man, and they're – you know, each and every time I'm going against J-Mo, I'm going against Saint, you know, and let's say I beat him on a rep. You know, they always ask, like, hey, what you saw there? What I could have did better? And I do the same thing. If they beat me, I say, hey, what you saw? What I could have did better? So it's all about competing, man, and that always brings the best out of both of us.
When you got Sonic Knuckles in the backfield, and it's we've heard and we've seen, right, they're using Jameer Moore as a receiver. Man. How talented and how difficult is it when both of those guys are on the field?
Very tough, man, because you never know what you're going to get. To answer your question, man, you never know what you're going to get. Demo, crazy guy with the ball in his hand, very aggressive downhill, but also could get loose with the ball. Uh-huh. We know Sonic, man. He a walking home run, man. He's a one play. I'm talking about it could happen any. He's an anytime touchdown guy, you know. So when you have a talented backfield like that, man, that opens up a lot, you know, for our offense.
Does anybody refer to him as Jameer or Gibbs? Or is it just Sonic?
Both, really. You know, when we out there, you know, when we see him in action, we be like, there he go, Sonic.
Yeah.
But when we in the meetings, you know, whatever, we in the building, we be like, hey, what up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
interchangeable, know, so, yeah.
But when he out there, he definitely Sonic, man. You can't even see, you can't even see his cleats most of the time.
We're talking to Amik Robertson, second-year Detroit Lions corner. You mentioned coming over from the Raiders. You mentioned it all starts at the top with Dan Campbell. Can you compare what you thought of Dan Campbell and now what you've experienced with Dan Campbell?
You know what? When I signed here, I already knew why I wanted to come to, you know, the first day he called me. And the day I signed, you know, the moment I signed, man, that night, I looked at all the hype videos, right, of Dan Campbell. Fell in love with the coach, man. Fell in love with the person. He's passionate. I knew I belonged here. Right, he make it hard. He put he put it hard on us. He make it hard on us. So, you know, later on down the line or when the season come, it is very easy. You know, and you can tell he love football and he go after guys that love football. If you don't love football, man, you can't play here. Right, if you're not a guy that's going to go out and lay down a line for your teammates, you can't play here. But that's what you want. That's what you want, man. Cause and that's why that explains why you know we'll be able to you know have those successful seasons, you know, the past season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's the expectation for this defense as a whole?
We know what the expectations is, man. You know, we fell short, you know, a couple years, and we got that bad taste in our mouth, man. But we're going to continue, you know, taking it day by day, man. You know, once the season come here, you know, we're going to try to go 1-0 each and every week, man, and, you know, try to get over that hump.
I was asking you a lot about what's it like when you've got Jameer over there and you've got, you know, Monroe St. Brown, J-Mo. How about the guys that are in front of you? How does it change your mindset, or does it, when you've got a guy like Aiden Hutchinson who you know can get after the QB?
Makes it very easier, man. You know, we have to cover for a short period of time. You know, we have a great opportunity to be able to get our hands on the ball because, you know, the quarterback, some quarterbacks won't be able to put it in perfect spots, right? So, you know, we make their job easier, they make ours easier. You know, we're a combo, you know, and that's what we're going to harp on this season, man. You know, having a great D-line, getting after the ball, and have a very sticky secondary, aggressive secondary. And I think when you put both of that together, man, you know, the defense could be successful. You know, Aiden Hutchinson, Davenport, you know, Aleem, even Tyleek, you know, a lot of those guys, man, you know, really the whole D-line. And even coming, you know, even the guys that's behind them, you know, they harp on getting better each and every day because they have a great coaching staff that's going to get those guys in great positions. So I expect the defense to be very successful this year.
Talked about the team coming just short last season.
Yeah.
Personally for you,
yeah,
getting hurt in that playoff game, just could you speak to your motivation, your mindset, and how you've used that?
I think, you know, when I got hurt, man, you know, I was very down, right? You know, because, you know, I felt like I was, you know, I was playing my best football, you know, in my career, you know, at a consistent level. Right, you know, my confidence was through the roof. I had a coaching staff that believed in me, right? But when I got hurt, yeah, of course I was, you know, I questioned the moment a little bit. But when I, you know, I try to take any negative situation and, find a positive in it. You know, I was able to, you know, sit back, man, and watch the game, learn the game mentally. And right now I think mentally, man, I'm playing my best football. You know, I'm smarter, you know, if that's playing nickel, playing corner, you know, the game has slowed down to me. And I also could give that same information that I learned, you know, to those younger guys like T.A., like Rake, you know. So I think, you know, it was a blessing in disguise, you know, whenever it happened, man. But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm past it. I feel great, you know, physically, mentally. You know, I'm just ready to play my best football this year.
I saw on social media that your favorite movie is The Notebook. Not one I expected. So what is it about that movie, or is it just the fact that your quarterback's the lead actor in it?
So my favorite romantic.
I think he missed that.
Yeah.
I went right over his head.
You know what's crazy?
He looks just like
him. He looks like Noah. That's crazy. But I would say my favorite romantic movie is The Notebook.
Oh, okay. All
right. Right.
So
you want to clarify? You want to put a different movie
I think
out?
My favorite – that's a tough one, man. That's something I can't really answer for. It's like my favorite movie. But The Notebook is definitely my favorite romantic movie.
How many times have you seen it?
I watched it, bro, like maybe 20 times.
Okay.
I watched it last night. Okay. I was about to post it on my Instagram, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna. I watched it last night.
Coach is like, put the film on instead.
Yeah, I watched it last night because my girl, she asked me about it, like, hey, you never really. I said, I wanted you to watch it, but girl, she like to watch movies and fall asleep, man. So she said she was going to watch it, but hopefully she do. She understand it.
Amik, you're a treat. We appreciate some of your time. Good luck this season.
Thank y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Amik Robertson, Lions Corner, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.